It's time for Arts Break on WUOL Classical 90.5. And with me is the arts and humanities reporter from WFPL News, Aaron Keene. Welcome.
Thanks, Daniel.
What's going on?
Well, it's the Humana Festival of New American Plays at Actors Theater
of course,
Louisville. It's happening right now. So we have another show opening on Sunday. This is Brownsville Song, B-Side for Trey by New York playwright Kimber Lee. It's about a young man who's a promising amateur boxer and applying for scholarships to college is murdered in a completely senseless act of violence. And so the play sort of kind of goes back in time and kind of gets to the point of how this happened. And really, it's a play about grief and what his family and his neighborhood have lost.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. And what else?
Well, the Louisville Visual Art Association added this fundraiser last year, and it was really successful. So they're doing it again this year. They're calling it Art Squared. It's an anonymous art sale. So what they did was they gave 8-inch by 8-inch square canvases, distributed them to a bunch of different Louisville artists, mm-hmm. and said, you know, do whatever you want with them. And then they they donated them to LVAA, and they are selling them all for $100 each.
Okay.
The hook, the anonymous part, is that you don't know who painted or created your canvas until your transaction has already been completed.
I see. Okay.
So everything's $100. All the proceeds from the sale go to benefit the LVAA Children's Fine Art Class Scholarship Fund. And, you know, you could get the deal of a century. You could get a Billy Hertz for $100, you know, instead of a couple of thousand, you know, for a small piece like that. Or you could be discovering an up-and-coming artist,
sure,
you know, and giving them a great boost to their career. So it's a fun way maybe to start an art collection, mm-hmm. a Louisville art collection.
And affordable, too.
Affordable, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you consider, you know, what fine art goes for.
Yeah.
You know, and it's also just... I think that the fun of it comes from the anonymity
mm-hmm,
part, not necessarily the the way that those two kind of work together.
Sure.
You know, like you could be getting an amazing deal. So this is also a chance for Louisville art scene fans to test out their eye,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
So the exhibit is on preview right now at their public gallery in the Whiskey Row Lofts on Main Street. And the sale begins promptly at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. No dibs, no holds, no deposits. So
be the early bird.
Rush the door, grab the piece that you want, $100, it's yours.
All right. And St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and surely there must be something fun to do for the green holiday of the year.
So this is a fun thing that happens only about once a year, which makes it really special. Around St. Patrick's Day, a bunch of musicians from area bands get together and they've been doing this for a few years now. They form a band called the Fogues.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Pogues tribute band. They're the Faux Pogues.
Those who don't know, who are the Pogues?
The Pogues are an amazing Irish band that since the 80s have been melding traditional Irish music with punk rock,
mm-hmm.
basically. So they kind of almost created a whole sound that then bands like the Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly, like Irish-American mm-hmm. bands have sort of, you know, taken that sound and run with it. But
mm-hmm.
the Pogues are the gold standard of this. And their front man, Shane McGowan, is as unkillable as Keith Richards and has put himself through just as much self-torture. but he's a very charismatic, funny guy. Absolutely. Completely iconic method of slurring his speech on stage. Jackson Swain from the Ladybirds, he takes on the role of Shane McGowan in this Fogues ensemble and does a really amazing job of it for being in much better shape than Shane himself is. So they get together and do this every year around St. Patrick's Day. This year it's Saturday at Headliners. The show starts at 9 p.m.
Aaron Keene from WFPL News, the arts and humanities reporter. Thanks as always.
Thanks so much, Daniel.